Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Right, here we are now.
Now we
all are. All of us are here.
And we're here and all.
Everybody.
For yous. We're only here for yous.
And we're recording the bonus episode here.
Yeah, here now, right now and here.
For who?
For them.
For you.
For them here. All them over there.
So we hope you enjoy it. Curl up on the sofa.
Get yourself ready.
Curl up like a little dog on the sofa.
Stop talking. That goes for you too in the middle row as well.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. And listen to us now.
Shut your mouth!
Shut up!
Yeah. Stop for shouting.
Is that too loud?
I've got headphones on.
Sorry. I pointed it in away from the mic. Like, shut up!
That was good.
Shut your mouth!
That's good mic experience. Yeah. That comes from experience. That's mic work.
It's mic work. If I went to, like, if I just came here and I decided I wanted to shout and I didn't have any podcast experience, I'd have just shouted, like, really loud into the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd almost touched it with my lips. Well, because of all the experience, you kind of move yourself away from it, you know? It kind of feels like, you know, you're leaving the room.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah, it's mic work. For those not in the know.
Yeah.
It's the same for singing. If you hear the singer going, and I,
they move away.
Like Tina Turner was away from the microphone when she did that. Yeah. That's why when someone sings in a room, it sounds obnoxious. If Tina Turner was in a room with you, Whitney Houston. If Whitney Houston was in a room with you and started belting out, and I will always love, that would do your head in. You'd be like, shut up, why do I keep calling that Tina Turner? You'd be telling her to shut up. It's too loud, Whitney Houston. It's too loud. But if you record on a microphone and you pull the microphone away, sounds lovely in a recording.
Yeah. Auto-tune.
Not back then.
No.
No auto-tune back then. Was that?
Probably.
No.
Don't think so.
No. Kanye West made it, didn't he?
Cher, no.
T-Pain. T-Pain's a great singer.
In auto-tune?
Without. Better.
Okay.
Google it.
Is T-Pain a great singer? Google's like, oh my God, T-Pain's amazing.
He's a great singer.
Your stomach is starting to sound podcasting.
Me. That's not me.
We have a special guest on the podcast today. It's Darren Conway's stomach. His gut.
It's like in the Ninja Turtles. Oh, the way they have the little... No, that's not Ninja Turtles, is it?
It is, yeah, the belly. The belly,
belly thing with the little monster in it.
Yeah.
Is that Ninja Turtles?
Krang.
That's his name, yeah.
The brain. He's the brain. He's Shredder's boss.
Him. That's me now. That's who that is. That's not me. That's Krang. Any questions?
Getting cranky.
Do you get free stuff at Lidl?
No. Why?
Just wondering.
Something you're after?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that much.
Oh. Ring them up.
I'll give you the 250.
Hello. I'm standing here in the aisle. Can I take that?
He's there treating everyone. No, put your money away.
Yeah. I can take them.
Which are the communications
department? Can I have the crips as well? And drink.
Love if you didn't ask and you actually just went in and you had loads of stuff and you walked past the cashier and they're like, yeah, sorry, what are you doing? And you're like, no, it's all right. I do videos.
I am little.
It's all right, don't worry, mate. I make videos.
First question.
Go on.
James from Georgia.
Jimmy.
Yup.
James nice. Begins.
Oh, you have to say it in a Georgia accent, though. Yep. Yep, bros.
The Stala community is constantly coming up with all sorts of questions and comments, and it makes me wonder, is there a certain kind of question that tickles your fancy or a specific type of question you would like to see more of? Over the years, you've had would-you-rathers, crazy situations to figure out, quizzes, improv prompts, and even some serious personal advice questions. Is there a style or type of question that gets your creative juices flowing more than others, or is it more to do with the subject matter? Or perhaps a combination of both. I'm usually thinking about this when I write in. I like to try to change things up a little when I can. At the minute, the only thing I can think of that you haven't heard is a riddle. Since my family loves these, I thought I'd share one of our favourites with you. I'm submitting this as the first riddle.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Who's afraid of the big black bat?
One night, a butcher, a baker and a candlestick maker checked into a hotel. When they checked out the next day, they were charged for 4 people. Why is that?
You did the butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker. don't know.
Because the butcher brought a pig.
No.
A butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of them brought that board. One of them said, I'm at to bring my board.
Nope.
So they were charged for four.
Mm. One night, a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker checked into a hotel. When they checked out the next day, they were charged for four people. Why is that?
Overcharged by accident. They went back and said, what's that for?
Who's paying when they check out of a hotel these days?
There's only fucking three of us.
Yeah. The fuck are you
doing? There was someone in a suitcase. Someone in the suitcase?
There was not.
I don't know.
The baker brought a gingerbread man.
It's almost wordplay rather than a riddle. One night is as in a night at the round table.
That's the answer?
Yep.
It's one night with a K.
Yep.
One night.
The night was a person.
It's not a riddle. That's a fucking farce.
That's so unreal. That'd never happen in a million years.
One night. One night.
It's a good one. I like it.
It is good. No, that's brilliant now. More of them. That'd be probably my answer to that.
More riddles, please.
More riddles, yeah.
I like this one.
Time. I feel like I would have got it, though.
Go on. Paddy from Cork. Hi, lads. Just listening to the Rubbing the Spire bonus episode. Joe gave out about people going to kiss the Blarney Stone and how they were Egypts.
Mm.
That was very confident. Mm. As if I'm not retracting that.
Yeah, 100%. You big tick, kissing this, breaking your back.
Is this not the very man that brought Darren to a shop full of magic stones that were vibrating when you touched the right one?
I didn't ask him to meet them. Go in there and meet. The
difference between kissing and meeting.
Go in and suck them stones there. You'll
have they love that in there if you go in and start kissing the stones.
So, that's not Paddy's question.
Okay, Grant.
Paddy has two questions. But the first one is, are you not the man, Joe, who brought Darren to a shop full of magic stones that were vibrating?
I actually asked him.
I'm saying that those Americans...
And he still brought you.
He brought me, yeah, by the hand.
Is Paddy's way of asking, does Joe or does Joe not believe in the power of crystals and vibrations and so
The Blarney Stone is not a crystal. The Blarney Stone is
a stone
that's part of
you're
the building,
Paddy's
castle.
Second question.
Okay, go on.
He's gone to the effort of emailing us with a question I like. Paddy wants to know if this is correct. Why does Joe not believe the Blarney Stone is a magic vibrating stone also?
Because it's just a stone.
How do you know?
But that's what it is. That's what it's a stone. It's not a piece of crystal. It's a rock. It's a piece of rock.
So are crystals.
The holy
stone. No, crystals are crystals. Crystals are made up with, like, in specific, and they vibrate at a specific
frequency.
Frequency, yeah. It's a different, a crystal is a different element. Comes from the earth, yes. But it's not just a rock is the crust of the earth.
It's the loaf of the bread.
Yeah, it's the Brennan's bread. Whereas
no
crystals,
one likes the loaf.
Crystals are the sour, it's the sour bread. Crystals are the muffins.
Crystals are the muffins on a Freudian scale.
Oh.
Of the bread world.
Yeah. Crystals are the scones.
I don't like scones.
Blarney Stone. The Blarney Stone is a rock.
So for you, this is a geological issue.
It's a geological issue. Yeah. And it's also a distance issue. Like, there's people coming over from America. And this is on the bucket list. And I think I just brought Darren around to a crystal shop. It's around the corner.
It's not that big a deal. Spread out.
It's lots of them. Cost you very little. Cost you a lot to come over. Don't come over from America to meet the Blarney Stone. To queue up.
To look at a stone.
I went to Jerusalem. I went to Bethlehem. I went to where Jesus Christ was born. Where his body lay for the first time ever. And there's like, you go through, it's a protected building. You go through and you can go in and you can touch the ground where he was born. And everyone was getting in and kissing it. And I'm like, what the fuck is kissing it for, you dirty bastards? It's the fucking ground. It's still the ground.
And you might get a bit of something from it, though.
I gave it a little bit of a rub and then went on my way. But I didn't go in and bleed and meet it. But people were. What could you do that for? Cold sores all over your mouth now.
The amount of lips that have been on that floor now, your lips in it.
Oh, just fucking throwing the lips. And the same with where he was in Jerusalem, where he was... the rock where he was laid out after he was taken down off the cross, like people going up and kissing that. No, I'm like, so stop fucking kissing it.
You sound like Roy Keane.
Who are you kissing it for? Like, or the Pope's ring? Like, you're fucking not gonna kiss the Pope's ring.
People just get a bit of comfort from kissing things. They feel like if they kiss it, it's with them, or they'll get some sort of look. Oh. Or
give it a like. If the Pope gives you his hand like that, his limp hand,
you just go like
his
that.
Ring.
Shake it. Yeah. Don't be kissing it. Don't be kissing the Pope's hand.
Oh, but is the Pope's ring the ring that Saint Peter wore?
Let me check that for you.
Because that is actually incredible. If it is, and if it's just another ring that each Pope has, then I'm not interested.
The ring of the fisherman,
Saint Peter.
It features an image of Saint Peter fishing.
Ah, well then it's not even Saint Peter's ring.
It's destroyed upon the Pope's death to prevent forgery.
And then what? They just make a new one.
Yeah.
So they're kissing a remade, rehashed, fake ring.
It's what the ring symbolises.
Ah, smears. But they're not symbolically kissing. They're literally kissing his hand.
Yeah. Missed out on one. Just to say that. Kiss me. Nah, doesn't
symbolics.
Matter. Kiss me, what we were talking about the whole time. Ah, kiss me.
Kiss me ring.
Right, another one for you. Well, lads, it's the titty brawler yet again.
Don't remember.
I do.
I don't. Hope he's had a good bank holiday weekend. Just have two quick questions for you. If you were a transformer, what electronic would you turn into? It can be any electronic. Does it mean electronic device or?
Yeah, I suppose it's usually like a car, a truck, or a plane.
Car's not electronic.
Helicopter. It's usually a vehicle. Like.
Yeah, a vehicle.
I turn into a remote control. So keep losing mine. Be handy just to be the remote control.
So you don't lose it, yeah. Maybe an air fryer. Then when someone tries to make some chicken nuggies, or just turn into a transformer and say, Autobots, roll out.
So an air fryer and a remote control.
Yeah, why not? Get creative with it. Better than a fucking sign of bleeding Lamborghini. It's usually a Lamborghini or something. Or it's a kettle. When someone goes to put the kettle on, it'll just turn into a transformer and say, Autobots, roll out.
I turn into a portable charger. So if someone's, oh, is your battery low? Hang on, I'll turn into a portable charger for you. And you'd be like, oh, that's handy. If you're in the pub, like,
yeah,
just turn into a.
But then you'd have to wait until they're done.
Yeah, it'd be grand. And then you'd be bollocks when you turn back.
And people would know you're the portable charger. Like, oh, Joe, just need a bit of juice. You'd be like, I'm kind of. Once I finish this pipe, I'm heading off.
But can you half turn into a? Can you kind of like half of your body turn into
and
a
leave
half
you behind?
Charger? Like bottom half.
Entrust your legs to a stranger in the pub. I wouldn't entrust my just charger
like that.
It doesn't have to be electronic.
It has to be.
That's the titty brawler sets the rules, not me.
What about a toilet? If you turned into a toilet.
And maybe an electronic toilet.
Shit and you. Someone pisses on you. Because you're sound.
Portaloo. Turn into a portaloo.
Yeah, because you're sound. Like, I'm bored and there's nowhere to go. And you just turn into a portaloo and let them piss on you.
It would be handy, yeah. Now that you say it. For them, not so. Like when you turn back into a human,
you're full of piss.
Is there just someone else's piss inside you?
Yeah, all over you.
Oh, it's on you.
Yeah,
it's not in your stomach.
Have to have
or
a shower, like.
Ah,
no, I would have thought you transformed into a transformer, though, like a version of you as a transformer. Big mush on you, like that. Go on, the Decepticons.
The Decepticon way.
The Decepticons, like, yeah.
Decepticon way.
All right.
What would you turn into?
I don't answer questions.
Oh, yeah. What about like
my podcast mic.
Does a bank card turn... Does a...
An ATM. Like,
well, it has like NFC in it. So maybe it does count a little bit.
What's my goal here? To be useful to people or to be able to have a bit of crack?
It's going to be useful to myself. Like if I was on a bus and my battery was low, I'd say, oh, fuck, I'll turn into... A battery charger for a half an hour.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to be robbed. Imagine like someone just picked her up then.
Yeah.
As a little charger.
Yeah. And then you just turn back into me or in his pocket.
If he just went from like a USB, changed to a USB, and it's just like someone could just take that, keep you.
A drone. I turn into a drone.
That's good.
That's good, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That's practical.
See, that's
practical.
The more like it, yeah.
Mm. What did you think of that?
My mind went elsewhere.
Be back.
Must be in bits.
Carrying this cunt.
Oh, well. What can you do?
What did he say, an air fryer?
He's now deliberately banging the mic stand.
Well, you're right, everything.
Right, we'll sorry, Darren, I didn't mean it. We'll finish with these two comments. The TV Brawler finishes with, by the way, Joe, the aliens in Virginia,
get it right,
in 1996, 1,000,000,000% happened. But he wasn't going around the village buying bread and all, you sap.
No, when he was buying bread, he was hiding. He was trying to fucking survive.
Walsh Unit is back. He says, hello, Stalag Crew.
What's up?
Just listening to the bonus episode, thinking how gas it is that Joe just says things with such authority and everyone moves on and goes about their day. He told Darren nobody ever dies in Disney movies.
Well, when did this? No, I didn't. Did I?
See, this is...
I think he did.
But just this...
I,
just,
know, I don't think I would have said that because I know full well that's not true.
All right, Walsh, what are you up to?
What's he getting at?
He's saying you're an idiot, basically. Mufasa.
Yeah, Mufasa, Snow White.
Bambi's mother.
Bambi's out. Everyone always does. It's kind of the you won and the Elwin and up, the saddest moment in movie history. I know full well that...
He got that one wrong. I think he meant...
Boxing the Hound.
Walsh, you need to revisit your...
Yeah, I don't think I said that. No one
this
ever
is not
does.
Your usual standards. Yeah, I think it's like the basic setup of every Disney film is a child has been bereaved or abandoned in some way.
Yeah, traumatized.
Yeah. The film is then working through that trauma.
I think he's listening to a different podcast.
Yeah, Walsh Unit.
Yeah, Walsh Unit. Everyone go listen to Walsh Unit. It's a podcast. Every time he can answer a question, just give him a plug.
If anyone else has a podcast and wants to then listen to a question.
We're giving out free promo now.
All right, I think that'll do us.
He sent us that money.
Good. You got it there?
I just got it there, Walsh. He sent us.
What, 5 quid each?
No, 500, 250 each.
Oh, brilliant. Great.
But a shout out, like.
Yeah.
Job done.
Is that it?
That's it.
Short and sweet. People are going to give out.
That's not that short.
Well, we're here recording 20 minutes. Whatever the ed ends up as, who knows? Who knows?
Well, all right then. Well, okay. Stala@goloudnow.com for any emails that you want to send in.
I keep feeling someone like jumping.
There was a bang there, like that the floor was about to fall in.
I think we're getting possessed now.
Well, see you later.